I've been driving for 7 years, and I've never been towed until I came to Tallahassee. I ran around thinking the worst. Maybe I parked in the wrong spot. Maybe I had a lapse in judgment, or worse, maybe my car had been stolen.
I thought my car got stolen.
So it was like, oh my God, somebody stole his car.
But I'm not alone. That's Frederick Oliver and Renaya Campbell.
Oh my goodness, it was a nightmare. I was scared. After I found out where my car was, it was a nightmare.
Oliver has been living in Tallahassee all his life. And like me, he was towed because of a misplaced permit.
It's an issue that people deal with a lot.
Campbell experienced something similar when her friend's vehicle was towed. He visited her student apartment complex and was unaware of the visitor parking policy that was in place.
And I didn't know they had like visitor and people parking. So one night we went out and then we came back home, fell asleep. The next day we woke up, his car was gone.
So just like me, Oliver and Campbell went on the hunt.
He was like, oh my God, we gotta find it, we gotta find it.
You gotta have thick skin. I mean, because I understand that people aren't necessarily mad at me, they're mad at the situation. They're just taking it out on me.
Ability Towing is one of several shops in town. Its general manager, Brian, didn't want to give his last name because of a recent altercation with a customer. He's been working in his dad's shop since he graduated high school.
In 1988, my father started it. Started with one truck, one guy, and we've expanded to currently have three guys, three trucks. We've got an operating junkyard, and we've been in business for going on 30 years now.
In his time working at the family shop, he's seen it all.
I can talk to you for days about this stuff.
From drunk drivers looking under plywood to see if their car was lying underneath, to punches from angry customers, Brian explains it's been a strange journey.
We're just doing a job. I mean, we're here 7 days a week. If you need us on Christmas Day, we're here for you. Don't be mad at us when we towed your car away the next day. You know, I can't control where you park, and I can't control what the people you parked in this parking lot want. I can't control that. It's just, they contract us to a job, and that's what we do.
In Tallahassee, different companies are contracted to patrol different private property owners' lots and enforce their particular rules. Towing companies often look through multiple garages a day and don't really have the time to dissect each incident. For example, my car was towed after my permit fell from the rearview mirror.
Yeah, you might have had the pass somewhere. What about the 35 other people who didn't, you know, over the last month? You know, I can't control what these people do.
Towing in Tallahassee is also heavily regulated, with different city ordinances depending on where you live, with both the police department and local businesses getting involved. And 3 years ago, the city raised recovery fees, making it more expensive to get cars back. Hard to come by city parking spots, and lots of drivers from two universities and a community college mean local businesses often face the heat from the public. Brian says although the limited downtown parking is an issue, he believes towing laws are necessary for the city to function.
I mean, it would be a nightmare down here. I mean, between FAMU and FSU, it would be crazy.
But he gets why those who've been towed might not agree. For WFSU News, I'm Anne-Marie Welser.